Chapter 2. The Beginning of the Feast and Famine Diet. Every good idea has its start somewhere. The every other day feast and famine diet has had its way paved for it by earlier intermittent fasting protocols. Some a big influence and others not so much, but who still deserve credit for being forward thinkers. Let's take a look at the history of diets that have come before feast and famine and see what we can learn from them. Knowledge is power, after all. We have already seen in the mirror and felt in our bodies that feast and famine works big time. We have these pace setters to thank for their experiments and innovations. First, the warrior. Make no mistake, Ori Hofmeckler is certainly a unique guy. Artist, writer, and ex-Special Forces soldier who ran a short-lived fitness magazine that was published by a famous men's magazine company. During this time, as editor-in-chief, he was exposed to often conflicting ideas of a who's who of dieting gurus of the time, which landed him an obsession with getting to the truth about fat loss. A few years later came the Warrior Diet book, which promotes a 16-hour daily fast followed by 8-hour eating period. Overall consensus was that it worked, but most people feel the Warrior Diet is difficult to maintain, much more so than the every other day fasting a la feast and famine. Either way, Ori definitely gets credit for the modern birth of intermittent fasting and has served as a great influence on most everyone's ideas who are working with these methods. Eat, stop, eat. Eat, stop, eat has been an intermittent fasting dieting method promoted most recently by Brad Pillion. Brad pushes the idea of 1 or 2 zero-calorie days a week, the rest of the days eating normally. Once again, it's effective and close to what we suggest, but our experience has shown going down to 500 calories every other day is much more effective and manageable than a few days of no calories at all. Not many seem to be able to stick with eat, stop, eat for long in our experience. The 5-2 diet. This is the diet plan most closely related to feast and famine, and also closest to us on our timeline. It's widely popular in Europe and is gaining ground in places like Hollywood in the USA. 5 days of normal eating, followed by 2 days of reduced calories. Very powerful, and all our ideas here work well with the 5-2 diet. Our opinion holds every other day, feast, and famine is a better fat burner without added psychological tolls. Follow this guide's advice, and I think you will agree. That's the recent history of intermittent fasting leading us to where we are today. Feast and famine is the present, and I have no doubt it will proudly stand the test of time. It torches fat, is easy to follow, requires really no added expenses in its purest form, and promotes overall vibrant health. What's there not to love about feast and famine? It's perfect for the health enthusiast who wants to get lean and look great.